Well, Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha, because Savar Tamil Nefesh stomach, because he holds that when it says Tamil Nefesh is written stam, v'afilu shvi shaloi b'mashma, it implies even if it's the seventh day of him becoming tar, kidukim and be the pirkins, we said in the other parak right before us, the Savar lo kaman yamri holds like the person who's whole, who says it's may meis mitzahoy, that there were people in the midbar who couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, where it's may meis from meis mitzah, shachol shvi shalohim erev Pesach, and their seventh day of Tara came on erev Pesach. The susan with pranam b'mrutza, that's running, or fast. Yachol yehi chayv karis, b'chayv karis imil hagila azorah b'shach shkrit, if he doesn't reach the azorah, the bais hamikdash, at the time of Shechit. Because outside, further away than Modi'in is considered far away. He was bringing his sons and his family members on top of them. Go away from them. Didn't go on his own. And the Shechit Karman. The circumference that the sun is going around inside the chalal from the east to the west. The sumcha the rakia, oy b'vishar rakia, the thickness of the heavens. Chada gemara, shisa alpe parsi, the alma gomer havi merabi. That was just 6,000 parsim, parsa is 4 mil. That the world was that he learned from his rabbi. But the alpha parsi sumcha the rakia, and that which the thickness of the heavens was 1,000 parsel. He who several have a several medaita. He understood from his own man. He the shis alvi parsel the gemara from that which it says 6,000 parsel is the from the tradition that he has from his rebbe. Oyvav shorukia echam shisha biyoin mehanotz of ad shkia. So from nates until shkia, from sunrise until sunset. Shahari adam halachil shemil mehanotz of ad shkia. Because the person can go walk 30 mil from the sunrise until sunset. Ubasuch mehalachil shem mil and then walking 30 mil. Adam he malachas is called olam. And then the sun is going. That 30 mil worth of work walking that the person is going, the sun is traveling the whole world. Shushisha salaf a parsa, which is 6,000 parsa. V'ketim mahalich chamisha milin havi echad mishisha b'shloshim milin. To go 5 mil was 1/6 of 30 mil. Almosuchirkiya alpha parsi. Then he comes out with the thickness of the heavens is 1,000 parsa. Shibachol mahal chamisha mil la'odam b'chacham malachas elof parsis, because of every 5 mil a person walks, the sun has traveled 1,000 parsis. Yishmaparshim, and those who explain Rashi says that Jisa alfi parsi hainu la'orech o l'rechef, that the 6,000 parsis is for length or width, and the hero l'nkal doesn't make sense as at all. Shahari ein acham malachas la'orech sha'olam el makifasa, the sun doesn't go to the length of the world, rather it goes around it. Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Echad, Meyud, Beyom, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Omer, Echad, Meyud, Beyom, Rabbi Yehuda, Kachashev, Lukula, Yom, Ma'alos, Hashachav, Azizach, Rabbi Yehuda, calculates the day from dawn until night. For meal, Bahamil, Sfit, and Lerab, and this one, we're asking, Rabbi, the Katani, Hachom, Ma'alos, Hashachav, and it's a Hamar, but Milan is saying from dawn until the sunrise is 4 mil. The Hainu, Oyverike, which is the width of the heavens, v'chein, mishkiyos, v'atzis, akachim, marbos, mil, and still to from sunset until nightfall is 4 mil, pashal, l'humamad, base mil, l'mehane, sacham, angad, shkiyos, and yilechu, 32 mil from sunrise until sunset, but yivu, the rova, uda, ula, and the reputation to rova, and ula, darmi, shalshim, mil, and they say it was 30 mil. Name it, avit, yivu, the rabbi, yachon, and kalamri, means to say, name it, daha, darmi, and liyab, the rabbi, brachano, na'alos, hashachim, and nesacham, l'chamisha, milin, that which rabbi, brachano, said earlier, that from sunrise until from dawn until sunrise was 5 mil. It was kula, Rabbi Baruchan Amarle. All of it was the same Rabbi Baruchan. And in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Vitavi Nahach, Dami Tifn, this should also be reputation. Ki amina ana bi yamamo, amina ana kalalti shall call hayyum elos hayyum ad tizadachavim asara parsos. I said from dawn until nightfall was 10 parsos. L'parashti kama kodim neisachama. And I explained how much was before sunrise, and how much is after sunset? For Rabbanan and the rabbis, Ula v'Rava, the Ula and Rava, the Shapirsha, they explained it. Shapirsha David explained it. Tol, they made a mistake. People starting early and going late. Most people are walking 5 mil before sunrise. Is that they're starting before dawn? After the sunset, because they're delaying in their arrival even after nightfall. And they said from Stoim until Tzair was 5 mil. And there is explicit from dawn until sunrise, which is dawn, which is sunrise. The world is more than 6,000 parsim. Kisa Kinair, there were more than a little bit, a small amount. Where people are living, how many stars are there in the sky? More than we can count. This is one star. Encompassing the whole civilization, and we see that the civilization is more than 1,000 parsa. Harry Kamal, there's many stars in the heavens. Yishu Echa Lekol Kaychev. The Yamim and the Haris and the Baris is going to be one civilization to each star with Yamim with seas, Benaros and rivers, Benbaros and deserts. Ve'ilu Einber Rekia El Shishu Kol Kaychev. There's only in the sky 6 stars. Harry Kamal Shishu Lelev Parsa. I'm going to have 6,000 parsa to the world. Kol Shkin Shiyesh. So too, certainly when you have more than 6,000 stars to each person. To the end of the world, the kids shall have been taking a number of years. You're going to see the place that you were seeing the whole time. Or remember when you're in the west, and it wasn't encompassing the whole civilization. Then if he would stand in this in the west, and he would see on top of his head, when he's in the east, he would see on top of his head. Elamin at side, he would see on an angle on the side. The amount of time that he, amount of the distance that he covered from going underneath it. Egel oisin koychem oisun ke egel who mazel shar. Those stars which are made like a cap, which is the mazel of a shar, Taurus in our English shor. Bein egel akre velo mashemachzik kol avir shemenem. That is holding all the air in between the shari kamal koychem yishemenem. There's lots of stars in between them called echad kedei yishuv, and all of them have the size of the civilization. Al yishuv shebein shneim oimi, but the civilization is in between both of them. Shari kol odem roi v'tzvayin egel v'dermo akre, because the person sees in the north the calf and in the south the scorpion. The sun is only traveling in the civilization for 1 hour, which is half the 6th hour, half the 7th hour. That's when the sun is on top of everyone. You see the sun on top of your head. And that's the hour that the sun is passing over the civilization. To you, the Rav is the reputation of Rav, the Katani, the Midbaris, the Yamin, the Naharis. He said that the desert, seas, and the rivers, Echazikos Echad Eser, Shir Yishuv is a 1/11th. It's 1/10th of the amount of the civilization. And we see the Yishuv Godom Oy, that the civilization is much more. And you see that the world is many thousands. But to Yufta the Rabba, and it is a reputation to Rabba. Loisa Rasha Nebuchadnezzar to Nebuchadnezzar. Dav Tzadi Dalid, Omud Beis. Ben Benoit shall never love Dafka. Ben Benoit, this is really his grandson. El Klamer, what it means to say, is Mizar Nimrod, he's a descendant of Nimrod. Shehimrit, he say Eitzel Anshi Daraflogah, he gave the advice to the Daraflogah, Libnus Migdal, he lochim bitzoba Shemaim, to build a tower to fight with the heavenly celestial angel, ministers. Shehu Hoye Melch Babel, he was the king of Babel, Kalachsiv, Ati Rishis Mamach, Babel, that the start of his kingdom was in Babel. Premier Kil Rikil, La Arkel, to its length, or ve'orchoy, or is other gersa shel olam kemidas gavoya, and its length is the same as its height. K'dechsev shabar elkim adam al aretz olam mikseh shemayim b'mikses mizeches chagi and mizeches chagi. Darsh lekach that's the drasha. Obviously, in the olam halach chamesh meos shana, you see that the world is 500 years worth of walking, travel. Say v'chishav eser parsois liyom. If you can count 10 parsa to each day. It's going to be many thousands, and to the Rav, and it's a reputation to Rav. Gilgal, come in, it's like a wheel in the heavens, Shemazolos, the Sunabona, where the Zodiac is put there. Gilgal is Kavua, the wheel is stationary, but Ain't the Magagal, it doesn't roll, Elokain, Oifen, Avelo,
Hamunach Makakas, like the wheel of a wagon that's in the ground, Apple Hamazolos, but the Zodiac, that Mahalchim Sabbath, Hilach Mu'at, it does go around a little bit. Maybe they're keeping this a Gilgal, but they do not do an orbit around the Gilgal. Elokom Mazel, Meshamesh is the Chama, Nadnum Kaimum Malicho Ad Chaver. Each zodiac is basically serving the sun, and it moves from its place. Nadnum moves its place, Malicho Ad Chaver, goes to its friend, meaning the next one, Luchaisim Kaimum goes back to its place. Lepikach in that Eglo, nearest Vidrain, you don't see the calf of the zodiac in the south, below Akrik, but something you don't see the scorpion in the north, Shari, Ema Kipin. They'll do an orbit, El Mahalchin Helech Mu'ot. Luchaisim, you just go a little bit and come back. If you think that the wheel over there, the Gilgal, goes back, and the Zodiac is stationary, comes out that the Gilgal is moving the Zodiac to the four directions, because it moves. That's like a wheel, but that's right here. And it's put in the heavens chatzal lamatim in it. Argus is rikia. It's heavens underneath the heavens chatzal lamalim in the rikia. It's above, half is above the heavens, or it means, or the bach changes the girsa to the below lamatim in the rikia and chatzal lamalim in the karko. It's above the ground. And when one side goes up, the other one goes down, sinks. According to the scholars of the Goyim, that they said the Gilgal is one that moves. According to Chachamim, that the Gilgal is stationary, in the fire, which it's sinking and going and coming back, going, moving and coming up, is talking about the zodiac. Double if you will see the Rechaim, the Barzel, the Tochel, the neck of Rachel, the Shem Rechaim, Shashachot Omim, the Mukaiman, the Barzel, the Chazer. So maybe it's like the pin, which is stuck into the grinding stone in the middle. But the Shochev stays in this place, the bottom part of it, and the Barzel is the one which Chazer moves. In Basel, Gagol, the Shochev, if you want to move the bottom part of it, and it's Gagol's over the Barzel, then it circles around the middle of a barzel, and the barzel stays in this place. If that the door goes right around in the hole over there in the doorpost, that on the upper one, if the mukaymay, I mean, and the doorpost stays in this place. In basel the gagol mashko, if you want to move the doorpost, then humus gagol sovevatzir, it moves around the tzir. The door is going to stand in its place. It's the hinge. It's here is the hinge. And the door stands in its place. The kacha gilgal miskakal, so to the gilgal moves around with the afsan, so the mother chachamah mazels kavu megilgal, and it moves the sun, and the zodiac is stationary there in the gilgal achar. The Gilgal Achar B'Sach on a different one. Voice of Gilgal Ein Azoz Mekamer. That Gilgal doesn't move. Elo Gilgal Chitzos Moelach Chama Al Panei Kolam Azoz. Rather, there's an error, like wheel orbit that moves the sun through the zodiacs. Inami Gilgal Chama Mebefnim, or perhaps it's an inner Gilgal for the sun. The Gilgal Azoz Mechutz, and the zodiac is outside. Lamatam in the Rekia Zarachas Al Aretz. It's shining on the land, kasher on the rain, as we see, belailan on the night, lamailam arki is above the heavens, the zarachas, that's where it's shining, ve'ina nearest lamata is not seen below. Harkazir, this is a proper version, achachim musalim murmur, ve'yom lamata min arkiya, ve'belailam lamailam lamata min arkiya, min arkarko, mayinas tzainin ein lacha mayin leivim, is not flowing water, this is the water coming out of a spring, she'inu tzainin ve'yom yoysim ve'belailas, not colder a day than is by night, afabishim ein haris, even though the river's waters are hot, beyond, but during the day, that's b'chay makayitz huzah. That comes from the actual heat of the day, of the weather outside. It's already distant from a place where it's coming out of. When it's chamu b'chay ma'olam, and it got heated up with the heat of the world. I will take of nivyasayin, but immediately from the time where they are coming out of the ground, their source, their ein seinin, they are cold because the sun is very high from them. Because the sun is heating it up under the ground. And I'll prove it to you. Shabbat is a shachar. At the dawn, at the right, you see Oshin al Naris, the steam coming out of the rivers. Next to the ground by the end of the horizon. Because it's only going on the side of the world. That's next to the water on the side, on the sides of the world. Where the springs come from. That's where the strength of the sun is going. And if you don't go into the base of the machine, we see from this, go and get a bris. Will exempt the person who's tarvahari who be derech rochok, and he is distant away from the base of English. Chutzlaz are derech rochok, because outside the base of English is called far away. But afin the merichuk mokum the meiser, because we learn out from being far away from your meiser. Malon lechutz mokum hechsher. That was just like over there. It means by meiser means you're being out of the way, out of the place where it's kosher to eat. Afkan lechutz mokum hechsher. So it's outside the place where it's kosher. The hechsher of the Pesach bazarhi, and the hechsher of the where it's kosher in Pesach is inside the base of English. Velkach l'armin lekum either if you don't tell them to go inside the base of English. Now ain't derech rochayka betamei, but there's no distance of being far away for a tamei. The la mishum time of the richuk. If they're tummy, the tummy isn't exempt because he's far away. Elamishum the latukuni nashim mechayef. Sorry, the lomotzi achol lorta because he's not able to eat at night. Vachanami in derech chochek alar. So there's no patur exemption of being far away for somebody uncircumcised. Hide not the tummy. That which is a seven mishum deal because earlier omar lahay shinu we said an answer the gabay tummy with regard to tummy became the arul motzi the latukuni nashim. And since the uncircumcised person can fix himself off mechayef, he's going to be chayef. Because the tummy is only potter because he can't eat at the Pesach that night. And the Ara will be allowed to do it. This guy is able to do it. So to buy an Ara. You're far away from them. Richuk makom be meiser is, and being far away by meiser is ki yachmi v'chaim makom, you're far away from the Yishlaim. Chutzachem is Yishlaim, and it's outside of Yishlaim, a filip siachas, even one step. That's it. He'll also chul say, you can't eat it, vein say, he's a lechil, say, he's eating it. Mesechas makos, this is learned in Mesechas makos. Chutzachi losai. Chemes Yishlaim, the walls of Yishlaim, chal v'chutzla siyosel, the outside place where you're doing it, which is the walls of the base of English, it's not true that the Armenian come, I always tell them, go get into the base of English. The Armenian, the Rechuk, the Meis, because we learn from being far away in Meis, the Hachi, Malahalo, just like over there, is Chutz Lashir, it's outside place you can eat, but Hashir of the Pesach is Bazar, and the place where you're supposed to do the Kerber Pesach is in the base of English. Alma, you see from here, Ika Tanai, get to Ligi with Rabbi Lezer, this is Machlek Sanemi Rabbi Lezer, Vitana the Aro, Shalom Mol, Pollock, and the Tana was saying halacha by the uncircumcised person who doesn't do a bris is arguing. But Amar says the law part to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is not exempt him. Elabal Amit Chutzim Modian. This is outside of Modian. The law Modian Lamera Leikum Ola because he can't tell him go. You know, just walk into the Mikdash. Halachah Roiv. Ha'oim de Bazar Im Ruben Tamei Modzim Tamei Afal Bishah Bechutz Yisraelin Yisrael Tahrin Harbi. And even though outside there's a lot of Torah Jews. Still, yes, but you do and the derech chochikah he the oisin ha'oim the mabuchutz because it's considered those who are standing outside is considered the far away. But in the chesuvim by oisin pesach are not considered to be counted into those who are making the pesach. Basar hani shabazar azim after those who are in the azar hachigar sin tosefta. This is the gears in the tosefta. Here's a galul omer derech chochikah shemani mahalach shnayim shalshi yamim. Kishu oimer b'derech lohaya magish shabuskuvas azar luchutz kari derech. Basarim he mishabeshes and in the sfer actually says the versions it is a mistaken gearsa.